Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're back on the Chris Hoke Show right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Austin City Limits Bechtel behind the glass. Chris Hoke is here, and before I get into the Bears, Chris, and it's an interesting matchup, George Pickens went off the other night, and he has had a tremendous season. Second in the NFL in yards, second in touchdowns. He has 58 catches on pace for 100-plus catches. Just your take on looking back at that deal. They made it because obviously they looked at it as – addition by subtraction, but I was always of the belief that I like players who are playing for money. Now, I don't care who you are, what position you play. If money is the motivating force, which it should be because he's never had a big-time contract. Sure, he's making $3.6 million. But for me, he was always looking at potentially more if he could not only become less of a jagoff, but perform. And he's done both, at least for now, in Dallas. Your take on that, and do you think the Steelers would like to have that over again, pairing him with Metcalf?
Of course, the way he's playing now, they'd love to have that over again. But the reality was, it's cool. We can't, again, a revisionist, right? We can't rewrite
history.
I'm
just asking.
Yeah, I mean, the reality was, when he was here, he wore out his welcome, right? He was late to meetings, he was late to planes, he was late to the stadium on game day. There was no sense of accountability to his teammates, to the team. He kind of beat to his own drum. It made things challenging, and it kind of hurt the chemistry of the team a little bit. And so, you know, the reality was sometimes somebody needs to be kicked to the curb, cut, or traded away, and there needs to be a new voice, or there needs to be a change of scenery, or listen, hey, you know, one more shot, and this is your last chance, and then you're going to be on the street.
You do believe in last chances? Because I do.
Yeah, there's no question.
No matter how bad
how
of a
many
person you are.
I mean, he was given, my understanding,
but he never faced,
so many
he never faced a contract expiration. And he did.
No,
with
but
the
he
potential.
Faced hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines.
Okay,
in inside the team.
All the more.
So
really
the reality was contract. That never impacted him. We're talking pump, probably more money than you make in terms of fines, which is a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Which is a lot of money. But what I'm saying is that this guy, they fined the heck out of him, and he still didn't change his behavior, right? And so the reality was sometimes a guy like him, he's a high draft pick, high potential guy, played at Georgia. They're always going to be given second, third, fourth chances at other teams. Sometimes guys need to be kicked to the curb, need to be put out on the street to wake up. Or sometimes they need to be traded and a new change, a new voice, a change of scenery, oh my gosh, like maybe I do need to shape up a little bit.
Sure,
and
I understand.
You're seeing that now.
This is also,
plus, you have a different offense.
Yeah, but
you have
isn't an offense and a coaching philosophy. It should not start with the talent you have. In other words, I look at my talent, and I'm going to devise the offense that is best suited to bring out that talent. I'm not going to try to have my offense, and you have to adjust to it.
That's how it should be done, right? I mean, that's kind of how a lot of times the offensive game plans and offensive schemes are devised, right? A good coach is a guy that can see who his collective is and then bring everybody together and say, I got talent here, and use them. The Steelers are doing that right now. They believe that their talent is in the tight ends. And so they're using multiple tight end sets, right? 13 personnel, 12 personnel.
Enough. I haven't seen many targets to Freiermuth or Jonnu Smith of late.
Look at Darnell Washington converting two big third downs in this game to keep drives going and stumbling and bumbling and inspiring a whole team. I would say, I mean, he had, 67 yards in this game, if my numbers are right. Yeah, four catches for five targets.
And six road kills
and had
along
about,
the way.
Yeah, and about six road kills, six broken tackles, which really increased the energy of the sideline of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No question.
So the reality is they're going to more of this offense, which we've seen a lot. And I like.
But they still are looking for a so-called number two. That's yeah, my only thing
think,
about
I think looking George back Pickens. On it, do they wish they could have maybe gotten more form? Probably now, the way they're seeing him perform. Everybody knew he had the talent. It's not about the talent. There's a lot of guys that come in and out of the league, Pomp. I played in this league for 11 years. I was not the most athletic guy, but I was reliable. I was dependable. I didn't make mistakes. I showed up when I was supposed to. I did what I was asked to do. There were a lot of guys that came and went at the nose tackle position that were much more athletic than me. They were probably better football players than me. But when you combined my reliability and dependability with what I brought to the team in terms of my play, it surpassed what these really, really athletic guys. And sometimes you have that. Those things happen in the NFL.
Yeah, and I understand both sides of it, actually. I mean, I was just intrigued to see what it would look like.
He's killing it.
Two guys, two of those alpha males.
Yeah.
Metcalf on one side, Pickens on the other. It would have opened everything up. But that's water under the bridge. So we'll move on. Talk about Chicago. They're 7-3. Are they the real deal? When you look at them, do you see a team that right now is in first place in a very competitive division, and will they end up there at the end of the year?
They got a tough stretch coming up. You know, they got the Steelers. They have two, I'm trying to remember back.
Just because Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay are in their division.
They have Green Bay coming up. They have three, like, playoff teams coming up. And so this is where in the next month you're going to see, are the Bears for real? Let me tell you this. They're exciting offensively. Caleb Williams, he is a young football player that thinks he's a Brett Favre. He thinks he can put the ball anywhere, whenever he wants. And so this could work well for the Steelers, and it could hurt the Steelers. Playing in Chicago, it could hurt the Steelers more than it helps them, because he could give them the ball, right? Because he thinks he can put the ball anywhere, and he could put it right in the Steelers' hands.
But he hasn't done that.
And he's so elusive. This guy can spin out of everything. I watched a couple games this week in preparation, and he can get out of any kind of rush. So this is going to be hard for the Steelers to get him down. You can't employ the same kind of rush that you did against the Bengals with Joe Flacco, knowing he's just going to be standing there. Like, you have to have more of an organized, orchestrated rush that will keep him in the pocket, because he'll get out of the pocket, and this sucker can throw the ball 70 yards like nobody's business. I mean, he has an arm, and he is a first overall pick. I mean, he has all the tangibles. Now, and he has the receivers, his tight ends. I'm really impressed with his tight ends. Loveland, Emmett, those are great tight ends. So it's going to be a challenge for the linebackers and our safeties to cover those guys, because they're playmakers. They can play. Yeah. And then you have DeAndre Swift. And DeAndre can run the football, man. They pounded in the second half. They pounded the Vikings, right? Brian Flores, proud defense. They pounded them. Yeah. And he come into this game, he's averaging 4.7 yards a carry, 5 touchdowns. This is offense is really good. Their defense, they're walking wounded. They have some injuries. So who's going to show up? Are they going to have the starters come back that are banged up? Are they playing with their backups? Their linebackers, they have three linebackers that are banged up. They have three DBs that are banged up. So that could work into the Steelers' favor. But if this defense doesn't create turnovers on Sunday, they'll be in a shootout, because these Bears are opportunistic.
Yep.
They lead the NFL in turnover ratio. They lead the NFL in turnovers,
takeaways. It's almost like the Steelers and the Bears. You're looking in the mirror, you see each other.
Yeah.
That's how they play.
Yeah, so I would say, to me, it would be a clear-cut win for the Steelers if they're playing in the confines of Acrisure Stadium.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Going to Soldier Field, which is a very tough place to play, playing at home against a young football team that's feeling themselves right now. They're 7-3, feeling pretty confident. I think this is going to be a battle in Soldier Field.
Yeah. Actually, as we speak, they're putting up the Steelers schedule on one of these broadcasts we see. So it's the Bears, then the Bills, then the Ravens for the Steelers, then Dolphins, Lions, Browns,
and we're going to see where the Dolphins are going to be. I mean, four games out, right? The Dolphins, they're on a two-game win streak, I believe. Yeah, so we're going to see where they're at. Four weeks away, have they turned this thing around? Will they be 4-2 in those games and all of a sudden now a hot team? Mm-hmm. We'll find out. But those next three games are going to be tough for the Steelers.
Ben Johnson's their new head coach. He comes from Detroit, and he's doing what he did in Detroit in Chicago, which is, you mentioned DeAndre Swift, but they have this seventh-round pick, Menungai, from Rutgers, and they're complementing one another. They also have a tight end. You know, it was
Loveland.
Yeah, and he's been terrific. Colton Loveland has been, but he reminds me of the big Detroit tight end who they brought in, drafted, and utilized all the time, Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
So he's doing what he did in Detroit, only with this team. He's also, and Mike Tomlin told me about this when we taped our show this week, he's the gadget guy. He does things that you may not, you know coming when they're coming. So if you when you play defense, you had teams that threw gadgets. Yeah. How do you prepare for gadgets? Is there time during the course of the week?
You talk about them, but you can't spend too much time on them. You've got to talk about them. These guys are professionals, so they've got to see it and they've got to log it in their bank.
Did you see the Cincinnati game? They threw a touchdown pass to Caleb Williams.
Yeah, they've got to be ready. And sometimes they're gadget plays and they work. They're the greatest plays in the world. But when they don't work, they get crushed on by guys like me and you in the media, right? And so the reality is, let's see. We got to be ready. You got to take your key. The biggest thing is this. Gadget plays won't work if guys play disciplined football. If defenders take their keys and they read their keys and they pass off their key when they move, they'll be right in the same right position they need to be in. But if they don't take their key, if they're out there just playing, trying to make plays, trying to do their own thing and not playing within the structure of the defense, that's when gadget plays beat you.
So your take, Pittsburgh. Chicago on Sunday afternoon.
Here's my thing. The Steelers are what? 2-3 over the last five games? Yeah, 2-3.
Well, they were
4-1, and now they're 6-4.
Yeah, so right.
Yeah, 2-3. Very inconsistent. Up, down, right? They're going to L.A., get crushed. They beat the Colts.
They beat New England.
They beat New England
at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, New England gave that game.
They gave that game. I get it, but they still won it.
New England. I don't know if that would be the outcome. Drake May's a much different quarterback now than he was then. And then you come in here and you handily beat the Bengals, who handily beat you the month before. Which Pittsburgh Steelers team are we going to get? Are we going to get the team that comes out and plays 60 minutes, who creates turnovers, who puts pressure on the quarterback? Or are we going to get the team that comes out here and looks like they sleepwalk for a majority of the game? I think this is going to be a tough game. I think that this young Bears team is has the potential to put up a lot of points. And so I think this is going to be a battle. I picked the Bears to win this game in Soldier Field. I think it'll be a 21-20 win. It'll be a tight ball game.
It'll be close. And this is a big three-game stretch, this game, followed by the Bills, who were playing tonight, so they're going to have some extra time preparing for the Steelers, and then it's the Ravens, the first of two big head-to-head
matchups. That's going to be exciting coming back. I know you don't want to look beyond a team, and we can do it, but the team can't. But we can talk that Bills game. We win that game. We win this game on Sunday. Even, like I said, I predicted Steelers losing 21-20. I feel like when I predict them to win, they lose, they win, and when I predict them to lose, they win.
It's hard. It's hard to pick winners.
It's hard. And, that game at Axor Stadium next week at 4:15 is going to be incredible.
And that's a CBS game where Nance Romo and
Josh
Tracy Wolfson will be here.
Josh
Allen
has had the Steelers' number.
Well, coming off a game, he had 6 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 3 passing. Yeah. I mean, that guy, if it's not for him, that team has struggled. But if not for him, who knows where they'd be. So look forward to it. Chris, thanks as always. We'll see you after the game.
KDK.
That's right. KDK
right after the game. Watch
you
me
and
pump.
I. Plus, you can call us. And we take calls after that too. So.
I love the calls, Pomp. I know you kind of, you know,
it depends on them.
I know
on
you get irritated.
Go.
I like,
I don't get irritated. I like them, but some of the ones that
turn down the radio, turn down the TV.
We tell them in advance. You know how this works, Austin. Turn your TV down. Do not listen. and then it's a delay.
Well, some people just like to hear their own voice, Bob.
Okay, but then that causes us to go back. Like, okay, you say, hey, Don from Inessen. Go ahead, Don. Well, wait. Don, are you there? Hey, Bob. Yeah, Don. Chris.
The tough thing is here, when Craig McConnell's in our ear saying one more call.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And then you get one more call, and they're like, Johnny, go. Johnny, you there? Johnny, turn down your TV. And it's like, we only have like 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's how it works. All right, Hoagie Bro 76, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Paul.
We know we have your theme song.
What's that? Hokey Pokey?
The Hokey Pokey, right? That's the natural scene. Do you know the words of the Hokey Pokey?
You put your right foot in,
you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
These kids these days have no clue what that is. That used to be at the roller skating rink. Remember that?
It's still a good song.
Remember the roller skating rink? You'd sit around and you'd be a big circle and everybody would do it with their skates on. That was so fun.
Now you have to do it in rap version. Can you do that?
No, I don't know the rap version.
Well,
you know it?
No. I've heard it, but I don't
know. There's a rap version of the Hokey Pokey?
There's a rap version of that song, yeah.
There is?
Yeah. I don't know who does it.
I've never heard it. I'll have to look it up on iTunes.
Okay. Go and let me know what you think of it when you hear it. All right.
Appreciate seeing you Sunday, Pomp.
Thank you very much, Chris Hokey Bro 76. Yes, Sunday after the game, we'll be there. I want to remind you also that coming up this weekend, we have all four of the WPIL championship games over at Acrisure Stadium starting at 11 o'clock, all on KDKA Plus. So if you tune in, we got you covered there and some really good matchups. Also want to give a little shout out to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds playing for a championship on Saturday night, in Tulsa. That's a noon game. We'll have it for you on KDK TV. The Hounds have been terrific, selling out crowds. Fire marshal's not happy, too many people in the building, but that's a good thing as the Riverhounds try to go for their first ever championship. That's all coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.